Lanea has become a little irritated with me since I formed the Doroman, complex male sexual group, with Eliaming, Grandignang, and Dornish. Wulfing regretfully declined that invitation. He is spending a few days alone in the hospital, recuperating from overstrained nerves. The poor man found himself in multiple reciprocal orms last week with Histoman, Sara, and Medieth, a member of a cognate friendship group. This afforded the rest of us considerable amusement, since it is one of the standard farcical situations of the local equivalent of the Commedia dell'arte. But it was not amusing for my poor ardent Wulfing. Still, he will recover in time for the Feast of Passage. Lanea's annoyance at my Doroman grouping is quite explicable. She herself has been afflicted with hysterical frigidity. She tried various combinations, both male and male-female. Her doctor prescribed strangers, but this also gave no relief. It is not the first time that she has been taken with hysterical frigidity, and it is by no means an uncommon affliction on Kaldor. There are countless theories and a bewildering array of remedies, but most experts agree, as they often do on Earth, that time is the best cure. Our state of love has altered, of course. How could it not? Now we are in Riothis, asexual caring, and poor Lanea is ashamed to face her friends. I am unable to feel much sympathy for her, though I would like to. When one is in one of the higher states of desire, it becomes almost impossible to achieve empathy with someone in a lower state. I do not wish to be callous, but I do have my Doroman, which presently occupies my feelings. I suppose Doroman would be called a homosexual practice on Earth, and would be scorned by the great preponderance of heterosexuals, but here no judgmental distinction is made. The race has a heterosexual bias, as biologically it must, but that has never become a behavioural mandate. I wish I could describe the quality of Doroman, for it is unlike anything else, but it is also like everything else, since it does not carry the weight of centuries of societal disapproval. Sometimes I still wonder how I, an Earthman, could adapt so easily to these various practices. I suppose it is because it is all so normal here, and one tends to accept the standards of the society one lives with. Whatever the reason, it is all good fun. I shall regret the ritual prescription of all sexuality, except the religious variety which characterizes the Feast of Passage.